the past, the Auditor General has complained about their inability to follow up on their audit findings and holding people accountable. But it looks like this state of affairs will soon be remedied as the Parliamentary Committee on the Auditor General has approved amendments to the Public Audit Act. The chairperson of that committee is Vincent Smith.
We're giving the Auditor General the power to refer to the relevant agencies matters that he thinks need further investigation from the prima facie evidence that he's picked up. So we're saying to him, refer to the Hawks, refer to the SAPS, refer to the Public Protector, refer to whoever he needs to refer to on matters that you've picked up. We're also giving the Auditor General the power to issue a certificate of debt against the accounting authority, so that he'll go to the DG and say to the DG, here's a certificate, pay back the R1 million that you have not prevented, or give me reasons why you should not pay it back.
Andries Nel is the Deputy Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs.
We believe that the Auditor General's report is a very useful yardstick to gauge the general performance of municipalities, and it also corroborates COCTA's own assessment through our Back to Basics program that one-third of our municipalities are functioning well, one-third are getting many of the basics right, but experience serious challenges that they need to be supported in, and one-third of our municipalities are, quite frankly, dysfunctional.
The AG also reported that officials of his office are continually being harassed and threatened by those they conduct audits on. Vincent Smith said this was unacceptable and called on the media to put it on the agenda.
Why is there no outcry from the media that the AG staff are being intimidated because they want to report the truth? So I'm challenging you as the media to intensify the outcry when the AG's freedom to report without fear or favor is threatened by auditees, because all of us have a responsibility to protect institutions that support democracy, and the Auditor General is one of them.
And that there is the report on the municipal audits outcome, and we will be speaking to Temba Godi.